Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, Brother Brown. This is yours truly, Brother Leroy Williams. It's good to be on the air tonight, brethren. We've invited several people to our question and answer broadcast tonight. And so, Brother Parker, you want to open us up or you want me to go ahead and open it up?
Go ahead and kick it on, Doc.
All right. Welcome to each and all of you on the broadcast with us tonight. Tonight, the Church of Christ is broadcasting its Bible instruction ministry. The title of our ministry is Bible, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth. This broadcast is being sponsored by the Congregation of the Church of Christ in Darien Loop, Houston, Texas, USA. The minister there is Brother Lewis Parker IV. He is also one of the participating ministers on our ministerial panels each evening. We also have Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is a minister out of Dickinson, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Brown, who is our moderator tonight. And he hails from the Westwood Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. Brother Johnson, Brother James Johnson, and myself, Brother Leroy Williams, we are ministers of the Church of Christ, the Par Edition congregation in Warden, Texas, USA. We have other ministers who have shared with us in this panister, in this ministerial panel, and we're all here tonight to answer your questions. We're looking for those who have a question of faith, who have a question similar to the Jews who heard the first gospel sermon in 33 A.D. at 9 a.m. in the city of Jerusalem. After Peter, the 12 apostles, preached the gospel in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 37, they asked this question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Tonight, we're looking for someone who wants to know what they need to do in order to be saved for eternal life. We are preaching the words of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are ministers of the church that Jesus built, the Church of Christ, the only church that you will find written in your Bible. Everybody has a Bible, and in every Bible, the word Church of Christ is written. Everyone has a New Testament book of Romans, and if you go to chapter 16, which is the last chapter in that Bible, and listen to the inspired writer, Apostle Paul, as he gives closing salutations, he says in verse 16 of the 16th chapter, "Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you." The churches of Christ are the only churches that you'll ever read about in the Bible. Now, we have a lot of other churches in religion today, but they are not the churches of Christ. Christ didn't build them. He didn't promise to build them. The apostles were never members of any of them. They never preached a gospel sermon in any of them. The Holy Spirit inspired the apostles and New Testament prophets to write the word, and no one ever wrote about any of them. They came up after the New Testament Bible was completed. Ladies and gentlemen, in this broadcast tonight, we want you to know, all we offer is the truth. The truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's it. Amen.
What is truth?
Amen.
John 17:17. Jesus prayed in the garden to his Father, saying, "Sanctify my disciples by thy truth. Thy word is truth." The truth is the word of God. And most importantly, the truth is written. Jesus, while defending the truth in Matthew chapter 3, verses 4 and following, he told the devil on each occasion, it is written. What is written? The word of God.
Amen.
God's word is written. It is written, and it has been preserved by the power and blessing of God, that we have the same written word today that they had when it was first written in the first century by the apostles and New Testament prophets. The word is in plain English for all Americans and all Europeans and all nations that understand and speak the English language. But we also know that the Bible is translated into over 47 different languages, which are about the majority of the languages in the world today.
Amen.
So there's no excuse for anybody who has a Bible to not be able to read it and understand what God's word is saying. What you know, what you heard, what you have been led to believe in religion, if it is not written in the word of God, I want you to know tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is not the truth.
Amen.
Some have been told that you don't have to be baptized to be saved. That is not in your Bible.
Amen.
Some have been told that you should join the church of your choice. That instruction is not in the book of instruction, the Bible.
Amen.
Some have been told that there is nothing in a name that is not written, nor is it approved in the Bible.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches the very opposite of the things that we've just mentioned.
Amen.
Jesus commands baptism for salvation in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, in Luke chapter 24 and verse 46 through 49, in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus commands baptism for the removal of sins and for salvation. But men say, false preachers say, you don't have to be baptized to be saved.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are questions of faith that some of you have, and we want you to ask your question tonight. We have capable ministers of God who are able to share with you the truth, to answer your question with the truth, the word of God. We promise you, if your question is a Bible question, if it's a question of faith or morality, we can give you a Bible answer. We are not conducting a political forum, ladies and gentlemen. We're not here to answer questions about politics and all that kind of stuff. But if it's a question of morality or spiritual faith, the Bible has the answer.
Amen.
We're going to give it to you tonight. We want you to be ready. Get yourself ready. Get your pencil and paper ready. Take some notes. We're going to begin our broadcast tonight. We're going to start discussing some things about the salvation in Christ Jesus. But if you have a question, all you have to do tonight, if you're on the telephone, push number one on your telephone keypad, and Brother Brown will cue you into the live broadcast where you can ask your question to any and all of us, and we'll answer your question by the Bible. If you're on the internet tonight listening and observing, you want to get on a telephone line and call 347-850-8256. And once you get online and the phone answers, you want to push number one on that key phone, on that telephone keypad, and ask your question. We want somebody to ask a question tonight. We know somebody wants to know, what must I do to be saved? We know that somebody wants to know the truth. We know that somebody has been lied to in religious doctrine, and we want you to know the truth, and you want to ask the question. We're here to answer the hard question. God bless each and every one of you. As we enter this program, let's have a word of prayer to begin. Let's thank God for another day of life in this new year. God, our Heavenly Father, to Jesus Christ, who is God and our Savior, who died on the cross and gave his perfect human life, shed his innocent blood,
amen,
that we might be able to achieve and to have eternal life in the Spirit.
Amen.
We worship you, dear
amen,
God, in the Spirit. We don't worship the flesh, but we worship the Spirit by the Spirit. We know that John 4:24, you told us, they that worship you must worship in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, as we worship tonight, as we teach your word tonight, we are praying, dear God, that you will bless us and bless it. And we pray that you will bless the heart of the innocent ones who are listening, that somebody might decide and agree to obey the gospel before it be everlasting and eternally too late. Your apostle Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. God, we're looking for those who want to believe the truth tonight. Thank you for the word. Thank you, dear God, for what it costs you to, in order to save man. God, you have done all that you can do, and now it's up to us to decide to save our souls.
Amen.
We pray just as Peter exhorted in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42. That someone will save their soul from this wicked and ungodly generation.
Amen.
That somebody will obey Christ today, tonight. Thank you, dear God, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen and amen. All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn it over to our capable co-ministers in this broadcast, turn you over to Brother James Johnson, one of the ministers of the Parsonage Church of Christ in Warden, Texas, USA. Brother Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Brother William has done an outstanding job bringing the presentation to the audience in the world that they may hear God's word. Folks don't want to listen to this book, but one day, they will want to listen, but it may be
amen.
Amen.
You know, God has his way of getting the job done.
Yeah.
All we got to do is do what he tells us. I keep saying it on my mind. You know, God is so good.
Amen.
I say it's so good. And when I say, I mean very, very good.
Yes.
Brother William, God has blessed me already this year, physically and spiritually.
Amen.
I'm going to hear what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I wasn't looking for no brand new power chair. But God fixed that thing.
Amen.
Now I got two power chairs.
Amen.
Again, he fixed it while I get a hydraulic lifter and a shower chair.
Amen.
I know God here proud, Brother Parker.
Yes.
See, when God here proud, the door is open. The door of heaven is open. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
See, a lot of folks don't believe that, but I believe that strongly. When you ask God and you sincere with God, God will open that door for you.
Never doubt.
Never doubt what he said.
Amen.
And New Year just got here.
Yeah.
And I pray to God about what I need to help me and the wife.
Amen.
And God had the man to bring the stuff this evening, Brother William.
Yes.
He said, Mr. Johnson, I got anything on the list for you. I said, what's that? I said, I already know what you got me. He said, well, Mr. Johnson, I got one more gift for you. I said, what's that? He said, I got you a brand new power chair. I said, what?
Amen.
And I didn't know nothing about that. Doctor said, you're going to get it. Huh?
Yes.
Oh, God is good. Don't tell me God can't work. God can work for us. You better take it as he says he will do for you. If you follow God's way, he got blessings stored not only in heaven for you, but
amen,
on earth for you. He can get them for you, Brother Parker. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
He ain't lying to nothing of his work. God is at work for the church. Brother Wynn, you know, I was sitting here today thinking about the church.
Yeah.
And trying to get the facility together.
Amen.
God's going to get it together now.
Amen.
He's
coming.
Amen.
He's coming. Oh, when God says it's coming because we trust in that he will get the job done.
Amen.
All we got to do is lean on the everlasting arm.
Amen.
See, a lot of Christians that gave up, but I'm determined to fight the good fight of faith. I don't care how long it takes, how many years it takes, long as God is in the plan. Long as God is on the throne, I will serve you until the day he says time to go.
Amen.
I'm going to be like Noah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like Brother Noah.
Yes.
Brother Noah served it. The Bible said in Genesis 6:22 that Noah did all that God commanded him to do.
Amen.
And the same book, Genesis 7 and verse 5, says Noah did all that God commanded him to do. Well, we do all that God commanded us to do, brother. We go home.
Yep.
In peace. We got to do what he tells us.
Amen.
You know, a lot of folk don't miss heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Right here while we live at, brother William. Right while you live at, brother Parker.
Mm-hmm.
They don't miss heaven because they won't do what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a sad day coming for the lost.
Yeah.
And a great day coming for the righteous. Listen to what God got to say. I want to invite you tonight to the book. I want you to follow along with me tonight. And 2 Samuel,
yes,
chapter 22, I'm going to start at verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And David spake unto the Lord, the word of the song, and the word of the Lord, of the song, in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul.
Uh-huh.
And he said, the Lord is my rock.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, the Lord is my rock. Let's go a little further. And my fortress.
Yes.
And my deliverer.
Yes.
God is
my deliverer.
To confirm
this, press up. To cancel this, press down. Para confirmar este cambio, request cancel. To hear your mailbox prompt English, press 1. Para escuchar las opciones del buzón. You will hear your prompts in English. Usted escuchará sus opciones en inglés. To confirm this change, press pound. To cancel this change, press language change. Hello and welcome to your personal mailbox on the message management system. This is a special introduction for new subscribers. To begin this introduction, we will set up your mailbox for your personal use. First, we will set up your password. Your password is a secret number that protects the security and privacy of your messages. You will be asked to key in this number each time you access your mailbox. Pick a number that will be easy for you to remember, but hard for anyone to guess. Enter the new password between 4 to 7 digits, then.
Hello, Brother Brown? Brother Parker? I don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It kicked me off. Yeah,
but
we
you
know
okay.
Yo,
yeah,
you
kicked us all off. We didn't know what was going on either.
Too. I don't know what's going on.
I was calling back and forth. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
yeah, go ahead. I got it back right now. I don't know what happened.
Okay. All right, Brother Johnson was in the middle of his sermon and he had to quit. We'll go ahead and let him.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, all right,
yeah,
Brother Johnson,
ahead.
Go ahead and continue. And we'll catch up. We'll start from there. We're in 2 Samuel, or 1 Samuel, rather.
2 Samuel.
Yes.
Chapter 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to start at verse 3 and following.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
All right. It says, the God of my rock, in him will I trust.
Yes.
He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge.
Yeah.
And my Savior, thou save me from violence.
Yeah.
I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, verse 5, he says, when the waves of death compass me about the flood of the ungodly men made me afraid.
Yeah.
The sorrow of hell compass me about.
Yeah.
The snare of death preserve me.
Mm-hmm.
In my distress, I call upon the Lord.
Amen.
And cried to my God, and he did hear my voice and out of the temple,
mm-hmm.
and my cry did enter into his ears.
Yeah.
Let me say something to you, brethren. When you talk to your God and my God, God hears his people.
Amen.
He listens to what we got to say and how we perform or speaks to him.
Yes.
David was using something here to get our attention. I thought about it. I said, God, you heard what I asked you for, and you granted my request. I am able to share this with you, brethren. Don't you ever, ever give up on God. I don't care how long it takes. You just keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
You don't know what God has in store for you.
Amen.
Oh, you see, we don't know what lies ahead for 2018.
Yes.
But I've seen the physical blessing as well as the spiritual blessing. Now, over in 3 John, he talks about, I pray that your soul will prosper and that you will prosper physically and health. Well, let me say something to you. I can say that today.
Yeah.
I prosper both ways.
Amen.
God bless me, Brother Parker. I was expecting a new wheelchair. I was expecting a shower chair and the hydraulic lift and the manual. And not only that, Leroy, I got a wheelchair in the car and got a new manual wheelchair in the house.
Praise the Lord.
I got four power wheelchairs now.
With joy.
With joy in Christ. Don't tell me what God can do through other people. He can take me and tell you something about God. Now, I'm going to show you something about God. God can take the sinner and make it work for the Christian.
Make the devil obey.
I'm telling you what I know. When I saw the electric wheelchair, Brother William, I was tickled on my feet, and I knew I can't stand up.
Wow.
Brand new wheelchair.
Amen.
The man, I got another surprise for you. He said, your doctor signed for you to get a brand new wheelchair. I said, well, since the doctor signed for it, I ain't gonna say no more. And I only had just a 3.5 years, Brother Will, and I just got it fixed this year. And Mara Group said, we're gonna get you a new one.
Praise
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Brother Leroy, God bless me again. Bless me with a brand new Medicaid card.
Yeah.
I got the old one. He said, keep that one. And the state called me day before yesterday. They said, Mr. Johnson, you better turn a new number, right? I said, yeah. He said, you're going to be on the Medicaid program like everybody else. Woo! I let you jump out the wheelchair.
Amen.
I said, whoa, brother.
Yeah.
I'm not doing too clearly. He said, yes, sir. I know God is listening to my prayer. I didn't pray for all of that. But God hears the prayer, brother. Right? You have to pray for everything that you ask for God. I ask for God for other things, for other people, and God turn around and give it to me. Oh Lord, have mercy, brother. I know I'm serving the right God. I serve the God of heaven.
Amen.
God died for us to a blessing from heaven. That nobody can contain it. God, Lord, I bless you tonight. The man brought me the wheelchair to see me just before we got on the air.
Amen.
The wife went to the door.
Amen.
He said, He said, I got some things out here for Mr. Johnson. He said, I think he might go out there and see what he got. When we looked up, I saw the manual wheelchair. I saw the lifter. I saw all that stuff. He said, oh, Mr. Johnson, they even signed for you to get a brand new one. What?
Wow.
I you show me what you're doing? He said, Mr. Johnson, you go to paper. Are you at the sign for it? It's paid for as delivered to you. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
I tried to win. The man said, boy, He said, "Boy, you being blessed."
Well, I said, yes.
And me and the wife were talking about it. I said, "God is good. Don't tell him what God can't do. All you got to do is trust
yes.
him. You got to depend on." I'm like, David, I trust in it.
Yes,
don't you slay me. But yet I said, Lord, have mercy. We need to learn
Amen.
That, Brother Wolf. We need to do what God says. And quit all this playing around. Be for real,
yes.
God will take care of us. I like the way you said it all the time, Brother Parker. You said, God will take care of us. You said it about no preacher.
Amen.
You said
yes.
it about no man. You said, God.
God will.
God will take care of us. I belong to God, Brother William.
Amen.
I don't belong to the devil. I gave up long ago. I said, God, I'm telling you, by the time it's up on earth, I meant what I said. I'm not back on what man can't do. What man can't do, God can clean it up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, God is so good to us. Oh, we ought to be thanking God. Oh, we ought to be thanking God. Brother William, get me Psalms. I want to show you something here.
Yes,
Psalms chapter 37. Start at verse 1. Read the first 5 verses. I want to show you something about this trust in God.
Psalms chapter 37?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I want to show you, brethren, tonight stuff because we need to learn this. Oh, it was on my heart. Heaven, Brother William. I know God is real. You can't fool me. You ready, Brother William?
Yes, sir.
Read.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Beginning at verse number 1. I said, yeah, but I'm there. I'm getting there. All right, here we go. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 37 and verse number 1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
Read.
For they shall soon be cut down like the grass.
Read.
And wither as the green earth.
Read.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord.
God had it, Brother Parker. He said, trust in the Lord.
And do good.
And do good.
Dwell in the land.
Dwell in the land.
And feed on God's faithfulness.
Feed on God's faithfulness.
Delight yourself also in the Lord.
Delight yourself also in the Lord. Read.
And he shall give you the desires of your heart.
He shall still. That is, Brother William. He shall give you the desires of your heart. Read.
And commit your way to the Lord.
Commit your way to the Lord. Read.
Trust also in him.
Trust also in him.
And he will bring it to pass.
God will bring it to pass, not man. That's what
Amen.
I'm talking about. Read.
He shall bring forth your righteousness.
He shall bring forth your righteousness. If you do righteous, God will bring it forth.
And the light.
Amen.
The light.
Your justice as the noonday.
Oh, God is good, Brother William.
Rest
in what?
In the Lord.
Oh, he said rest in the Lord. My soul is resting in the Lord.
Amen.
Not my flesh and blood. My soul, S-O-U-L.
And wait patiently.
And wait patiently on the Lord.
Amen.
You got to wait sometime. But God heard the prayer.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Got it for you. I got it for you, Johnson.
Already.
All you got to do is wait on me. God didn't take forever to get it. Look where I'm at now.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, God is good.
Amen.
Tell me what God can't do. Tell me what he can do.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? God will do what he says. Brother William, go to Psalm 73. We're going to see something else here.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Start at verse 1. I want to show you something. What God can do. I ain't talking about no man.
Yes.
I'm talking about God now.
Psalm 73.
Start at verse 1.
Yes,
sir. Verse
1. Truly, God is good to Israel.
Truly, God is good to Israel.
To such as are pure in heart.
As such as pure
Amen.
In heart.
But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled.
My feet almost stumbled.
And my steps nearly slipped.
Read.
I was envious of the boastful.
I'm not the wicked.
I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
Now watch this.
For there are no pains in their death.
There's no pain in their death. Read.
But their strength
is firm. Read.
They are not troubled as others.
They're not in trouble at all. Read.
No, they plague like other men.
They're not plagued like other men. Read.
Therefore, pride serves as their necklace.
Read.
Violence covers them like a garment.
Read.
Their eyes bulge with abundance.
Read.
They have more than heart could wish.
They have more than their heart can desire.
They scoff and speak wickedly.
They scoff and speak wickedly. Read.
Concerning oppression.
Concerning oppression. Read.
They speak loftily.
They speak loftily. Read.
They set their mouth against the heaven.
They set their mouth against the heaven. Read.
And their tongue walks through the earth.
And their tongue walks through the earth. Talk about the heart and the mind. Read.
Therefore, his people return here.
Therefore, if people will return, yeah, read.
Waters of full cup are drained by them.
Read.
And they say, how does God know?
How does God know? Read.
And is there knowledge in the Most High?
Is there knowledge in the Most High? Yeah, read.
Behold, these are the ungodly.
These are the ungodly.
Read. Always at ease.
Always at ease.
They increase in riches.
They increase in riches.
Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain.
I have cleansed my heart in vain.
My hands in innocence.
And washed my hands in
vain. All day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning.
Read.
If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been out, I would have been untrue to the generations of your children.
Read.
When I thought I would understand this, it was too painful for me.
Read.
Until I went into the sanctuary of God.
Uh-huh. Read.
Then I understood therein.
Uh-huh.
Surely you shall set them in slippery places.
Read.
You cast them down to destruction.
Read.
How they are brought to desolation in a moment.
Read.
They are utterly consumed with terror.
Read.
As a dream when one awakens, so, Lord, when you awake, you will despise their image.
Oh, look how God's speaking. Read.
Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind.
Read.
I was so foolish and ignorant. I was like a beast before you.
Read.
Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand.
Uh-huh. Read.
You will guide me with your counsel.
Read.
And will afterwards receive me to glory.
Oh, he's going to receive you to glory in a minute. I'm waiting on that day, Brother Pop. He's going to receive you home one day. See, God, let me have a few things on earth, Brother William.
Yeah.
Let me know he's still God and still in control.
Yeah.
And then he said, one day he's going to come home. Why, man? And you're going to have it all. I'm going to have more than I want. That's what I'm talking about, church. Stay with the word of God. It will strengthen you if you want the strength of God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to stay with it. You can't play with God. God is nothing to play with.
Hope.
Amen.
There's no hope ain't in God, Brother William. Go on to hell now. Forget about it.
Amen.
You're in bad shape.
Amen.
Man, don't realize, here we have made the fourth day of 2018, and many have not made it because they didn't know God. He just told you that in Psalm 73. Many of them did. Why? Because they were wicked.
Yes.
They didn't serve God, and they're not serving God today.
Amen.
They die, and they go into hell.
Yes.
They won't obey God. They won't repent.
Yes.
See, God wants the world to repent. If this nation repents, you will see more blessings falling on the mankind than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
But God got a way to get the blessings to his people.
Yes.
God has a way getting it to his people. I'm telling you what I know.
Praise the Lord.
I see the evidence. And every day I live, I see the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take God all the year round to get it done.
Amen.
I got a new doctor, and the new doctor said, I'm going to get everything you need.
Praise the Lord.
God said, I'll get it for you.
Yep.
Just trust me. Oh, God, get you whatever you desire. I wasn't looking for no new wheelchair, Brother William.
Yep.
All I was just looking for the one I had already asked for.
Yeah.
But God sold the new wheelchair. So if this one breaks down, I still got something to ride in. Hello, world.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible can't go nowhere but stay on earth till God gets ready to take it out of here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, brethren, trust God. Don't leave God, church. Get right with God. If you don't get right with God, you're going to be in hell before you know it. People are dying day by day by day.
Yes.
God is calling, and the death angel taking them up out of here.
Amen.
They're not listening to the word of God. We got so much wickedness in the church today.
Yes.
We
got
to get that hypocrisy out. We got to preach the hell out of the world.
Amen.
The world is in sin, and the world is dying in sin.
Yes.
I want to show you something, brothers and sisters. Stay with God. Brother William, go to 1 John chapter 2.
Uh-huh.
I want to show you something here. 1 John chapter 2.
All right.
And start reading at verse 15 through 17. Let's see what God got to say. See, God don't mind you having these things, but here's the problem right here, Brother Parker. Here's the biggest problem in the world and in the church today. You got it, Brother William?
Sir.
Read.
Do not love the world.
He's talking to the church of Christ. He said, do not love the world.
Nor the things of the world.
Nor the things of the
world.
Amen. Anyone
that loves the world, what?
The love of the Father is not in him.
The love of the Father is not in him. I'll tell you what I know. Read.
All that is in the world.
Uh-huh.
The lust of the eyes.
The lust of the eyes.
The lust of the flesh.
The lust of the flesh.
And the pride of life.
And the pride of life.
Is not of the Father.
Is not of the Father.
But is of the world.
But of the world. Now, which one are you going to choose?
The world is passing away.
The world is passing away. We'll die.
And the lust of it also. But he who does the will of God.
Abide forever. You've got to keep doing the will of God, the Bible says.
Yes.
You can't just do the will when you break your heart. You got to do it daily, every day.
Yes.
365 days a year, God gives you. He gave us all last year, Brother William.
Yes.
And we didn't get nothing done. We ought to be trying to get it done this year.
Amen. Do more.
Do more than you did last year.
Amen.
Get your business right with God. Because you sure gonna leave here one day, and God gonna judge you every day for what you live for.
More.
If you don't live right, you're gonna die and go to hell.
More for the Lord.
Oh, the world is in a bad shape. Brother William, get me Romans 12, 1 and 2.
All right.
I'm gonna show you something here. The people don't read their Bibles no more, Brother William. They don't know. Don't you know that's a sin?
It's a sin.
It's a sin. How you know what God wants you to do?
You neglect.
You neglect to show God through the word and prayer. Read verse 1 and 2, Brother William.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren.
By the mercies of God.
By the mercies of God.
That you present your bodies as
you present your bodies as a what?
Living sacrifice.
A living sacrifice. You don't want to let sin range in that body. Read.
Holy.
Holy.
And acceptable unto God.
An acceptable unto God.
Which
is your reasonable service.
And do not be conformed to this world.
Do not be conformed to this world. What happened?
But be ye transformed.
Be ye transformed.
By the renewing of
your
mind. That you may prove what is that good. And acceptable and perfect will of God.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, the Bible is right. God's warning us, Brother William. This is a warning to the world and the church of Christ today. I'm trying to help you if you want to go to heaven. Now, if you want to go to hell, then I'll just back off of you and go somewhere else that they want to hear the truth.
Amen. Check this
out. Well, I kick the dust off of me and move on. I ain't got time to play with you. I'm going to do what my God said. He said, preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
He that believes in and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes.
Always in all the Bible. Yes. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. If you do not obey God, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible is right.
Yes.
We got folks today don't want to hear what God got to say, Brother William. What is wrong with this world? This world is sick. It needs a doctor better than the doctor. It needs Dr. Jesus.
Amen.
Dr. Jesus can heal all souls.
Yes.
The doctor can't heal your soul. People going to the doctor today, going to try to get medicine to heal the physical body, but what about the soul?
Amen.
The soul is dying and going to hell.
Yeah.
Yes.
All is in a bad shape, Brother Will. We don't realize until it's too late. Oh, Lord, have mercy on the nations of the world. People dying all over the world, Brother William. They don't realize that death is just knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Just knocking. And folks leaving. Dying every few minutes. Before we get off the radio tonight, turn the TV on. Somebody done got shot. Somebody done got stabbed. Somebody done got hit by a car. Now they're finding people freezing to death outside under bridges. Outside in the cold, can't find no place to go. Oh, Lord, have mercy this evening on us. Oh, I thank God to be a member of His church, His body. Oh,
amen.
I can call on my God. What about you? What about you?
Amen.
But you know what? I told something, Brother Parker.
Yes.
The sinner can call on our God, but when God tells him to do something, he won't do it.
Nope.
Amen.
That's a pitiful sinner. God tell him to get right, to save his soul, and he rather die and go to hell.
Yeah.
Well.
I believe all the churches belong to the Lord. He don't even know the Bible. How do you know what belongs to the Lord? He
Amen.
Don't even read the Bible. But what breaks my heart, Brother William, we got some in the church don't even read the Bible.
Many.
They don't read the Bible. They don't even search the scripture. We can give scripture, and they'll look at us like we're a bunch of idiots.
Amen.
It's so sad. Why don't you read the Bible? You know why? You sin it. You doing things you ain't got no business doing.
Yeah, too busy.
You ain't got no time for God. But oh, you're going to beg God that day at the judgment. I can see it coming.
Yes.
I can see the tears rolling down the eyes. I can see you crying out loud. Like the rich man did when he went to hell. I can just imagine, Brother William, that man cried.
Amen.
He said, Lord, I want to be saved, but God couldn't do nothing for him. Then he said, Lord, have somebody go back and teach my five brethren. He said, they don't hear Moses and the prophets. They're going to still be lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, it's so sad. People won't listen to the word of God. And then we got another problem, Brother William. Go to James chapter 4. Here's another biggest problem in the world. I've heard people say this, Brother William, and they don't believe the Bible is telling the truth.
Amen.
God is telling you the way it is.
Yeah.
James chapter 4, start at verse 1 through 4.
The Bible says in James chapter 4, again at verse number 1, it says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desire for pleasures that war in your flesh remembers?
Oh, look at that.
You lust and do not have.
You lust and do not have. Read.
Amen.
You murder and covet.
Cannot attain.
It cannot attain.
You fight in war.
You fight in war.
Yet you do not have because you do not ask.
You do not ask. Why?
You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss.
You ask it amiss. You ask it in sin.
That you may spend it on your lust and pleasure.
Read.
Adulterers and adulteresses.
Read.
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
An enemy with God.
Amen.
James said the enmity with the New Testament of King James. He said you're an enemy with God when you try to be a friend to the world. Read.
Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
You are an enemy of God. How can you tell me, Brother William, you were friends with a homosexual?
No way.
There's no way, Brother Parker.
Amen.
How can you be a friend with a bank robber?
No.
How can you be a friend with a liar?
No.
A murderer?
Amen.
How can you be a friend to the world and they doing all these sinful things?
No fellowship with sin.
Well.
The Bible tells us it's wrong.
Amen.
Brother William, go to Ephesians chapter 5.
Yes.
And start at verse 3. And keep reading. I'm going to show you something here.
Mm-hmm.
God say, don't do it, Brother William.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse number 3. The Bible says, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness.
Read.
Let it not even be named among you.
Let it not be named among you. Read.
Amen.
Read.
Neither filthiness.
Neither filthiness. Read.
Nor foolish talking.
Read.
Nor coarse jesting.
Read.
Which are not fitting, but rather giving. giving of thanks.
Read.
For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, or an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ.
Oh, look at that.
Amen.
Read.
Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
Read.
Therefore, do not be partakers with them.
Read.
Amen.
You were once darkness, but now you are light.
You are the light of the Lord. Read, brother.
Walk as children of light.
Walk as children of the light, brother William. Read.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
Read.
Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful
works of darkness. We can't be friends with the world, brother William. That's what he's talking
about.
Expose
them.
We got to expose them, brother Paul. We got to tell them what it is. We can't play the game with these people. They can see it. We got to get them out of it if we can. They are wrong, and they know they're wrong.
Yes.
A lot of them in the church trying to do that. Well, it's my best friend. Well, he's homosexual, but he's all right.
No,
no he's not.
Amen.
He's a sin, and God is pleased with that.
And you ought not have no pleasure.
I thank you, Brother William.
Romans 1 and 30.
We got folks telling us that. Oh, that's my best friend. I ain't got no best friend that he's like that.
I don't see
nothing wrong with it. I see a whole lot wrong with it. Because he ain't going to take me to hell with it,
God said.
If I have to walk alone with God, I'd rather walk alone with God than walk alone with Satan and his followers.
Amen. Amen.
That's the problem. We got folks in the church want to do the same thing. Well, they good at that good. I don't care how good they are in the world.
They're
still wrong.
In sin.
They are in sin, and they died, and they're going to hell.
It's immoral.
God done told us what to do, Brother Parker. We can't
Amen.
Get away with it. God said get it right.
Yep.
But we won't
yep.
do it, brother. We get bad. You know, I noticed something. When a Church of Christ minister preached the real truth, you got enemy. I didn't realize that was gonna come up on me one day. But now I see it plain as day.
Yes, sir.
I said, I didn't think the world would get that bad. It gets worse, sir.
Oh yeah.
Oh, how they treat you, Brother William. Grin in your face, Brother William, and stabbing you in the back with a knife. Lord have mercy. Oh, Brother Parker, we got folk in the church stabbing the preachers and the members in the back.
Yeah.
And claiming they're members of Church of Christ.
They say,
I'm a Church of Christ. That, you know why they say that? Because they ain't really walking in the truth. They saying all that so we can brag on. He's our brother in Christ. And all the time he cutting your throat. Lord have mercy.
Hating
you. Don't want to do what the Bible says. We tell them what the Bible says. I can't agree with that. I got to go check with my preacher.
Or
it was God's word. But guess what? When they stand before God, why the preacher going to be at then? He's going to be standing with you, Brother William. And he's going to be counted for what he did wrong.
For himself.
And you're going to be counted for yourself. And now what you going to say then? You're going to holler then. Oh, Lord, stab me. Lord, send me back. Lord, this and Lord, that. And God don't say, no, sir. You ain't going nowhere but where you supposed to go. And that's the hell.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You didn't do what I told you.
Wow, you had a chance.
You had a chance to do it, and you didn't do it.
Mm.
God said, get it right down here on planet Earth.
Yeah.
See, the test is here, Brother William. I learned about the test that God has did for me, he'll do for you. What God will do for you, Brother William, he'll do for me. Why would God do for me what he did for you? I'm his child and you his child.
Amen.
Huh? It doesn't matter, make a difference because you can walk and I'm sitting in a wheelchair.
Nope.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
No respect.
Huh? God will bless me just like he blessed you.
Amen.
He'll give me.
Amen.
Like he give you.
Amen.
God don't make a difference as his children. If he give you a piece of bread, he'll give me a piece of bread.
Amen.
Huh? You see what
Amen.
I'm saying? If God see I'm hungry, he's going to provide for me. Yes. You don't know the real God.
All right.
Oh, the people don't know the real God.
Yeah.
Oh, children of Israel when they were in slavery for 430-something years. And God said, I got a prophet going to come.
Yeah.
Moses coming.
Yeah.
And Moses walked with God. And they walked together.
Yeah.
Just like Noah walked with God.
Yeah.
And today, I'm walking with God. And you better be walking with God.
Because
if you're not walking with it, then you're walking with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
You're going to walk with one or the other.
Man.
You have heard God's word tonight. Acts 15, verse 7. Do you believe it tonight? Acts 15, verse 7. Are you ready to repent? Acts 3, 19.
Amen.
Tonight, are you ready to confess? Acts 8, 37.
Yes.
Are you ready to be baptized into Jesus Christ? Acts 8, 38 and Acts 2, 38.
Yes.
And then the Lord will add you to the church, which is the same.
Amen.
Acts 2:47 and Acts 2:41 to 2:47. Don't tell me what God can do. Tell me what he can do.
Yes.
I'll turn it over to you, Brother Parker.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you know, this is something that we know, that God has told us. We got the Bible. And the Bible can mean an acronym, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And we know we got to all leave here. We were instructed on how to leave here. And people could care less of it. You know, look like the more knowledge they think they have, thinking themselves become wise as Americans and other people in the world, we're becoming fools as we go.
Amen.
Now, you know good and well, any time we say we believe in God, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and we used to say that and say it very gladly and very religiously, one nation under God, and now who are we under now? Amen. Our supreme authority has declared that we're under hell. We're under Satan. Amen.
Amen.
Anytime you're going to call God a lie, and that's one of the most provocative lies you could ever tell on planet Earth. Lord have mercy. God created the man first. Now, what's wrong with the men on the earth now? Amen. It's all right. Just it all been passed. That a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. So don't say nothing to me if you see me walking up there and marrying another man. You know, you got to be crazy. Ooh, you know, God created the man first. Then he took a rib from the man and created a woman from the dirt of the earth as he did the man. And then told him to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Man do. I was just talking about that the other day to a guy. I mean, this stuff we're embracing like we're crazy. What can two men reproduce? Nothing. Amen. If they do reproduce, there's something, they should have gone to the commode then. Amen. Because they sure reproduce human beings. Amen. We got to understand what the Word of God is about. And all these different churches with founders from the earth. Founders from the earth. Read the Bible, the New Testament Bible, and you'll find out who shed his blood and died on Calvary's cross. He purchased the church with his life. Amen. Came here and showed us the example of what we're supposed to do in order to inherit eternal life. Amen. Now, what's wrong? And look at our nation now. We're just going to hell in a handbasket, believing all of foolishness. We became filled with all unrighteousness. Romans chapter 1.
Yes.
All unrighteousness. He said fornication.
Yeah.
Covetousness. Maliciousness. Full of envy. Murder. Debate. Deceit. Malignity.
Yeah.
Whisperers. Backbiters. Haters of God. Despiteful. Proud. Boasters. Inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. Without understanding. Covenant breakers. Without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, but not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Look how pleasurable this homosexuality has gotten. it's pleasurable to them now. And it's not talked about against or nothing like that. It's being embraced by America. Amen? Embraced.
Amen.
People seeing that they're having joy out of it. Amen?
Mm.
And this is pathetic. What we as a nation, we declare ourselves to be what? One nation under who? God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. We're being busted wide open as a great nation. Our enemies are laughing at us and moving in here, getting ready to take over. And they know what's going to happen here. Amen? You see, sin is not a new thing on earth. Amen? It was two people on earth, Adam and Eve. And God told them not to eat of that fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. What happened? Well, no matter what Adam and Eve and Satan, and he provoked them to eat of the fruit in the midst of the garden. This has been going on earth ever since the beginning of the earth. Amen? And if we follow the basic instructions of God and really believe in God and believe in the one church that's only in the New Testament Bible, Christ died for it. Now, I can't understand why it's got 200-300 different names for the church that Christ died in. Amen? If you own a home or own some property, that's the church of so-and-so, so-and-so. Amen? That's the property of so-and-so, so-and-so. Amen? Your name is on your property? Amen? Somebody come try to take it, everything, they got to prove that they are you. Now, how all these other churches on planet Earth, and they cannot prove it in the Bible. Only one church in the Bible. Only one instructions of what we must do in the Bible. Now, how you got all this other foolishness in there? Satan. That's the only way to Satan. And if you read the Bible, you'll understand what the Bible commanded you to do. He told you to hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe the word, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 3. Buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission, the washing away of all of your past sins. You rise therefrom, a new creation in Christ Jesus, and you walk until the day you die in the footsteps of Jesus. Obey the gospel, amen, and live the life. And you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and then die and go to the most glorious place. You will live eternally walking on streets of gold. Amen. But you know, man gets his mind just jump time all the time. You look around here, you know, I've known guys and women that got good jobs, making big money and everything. All of a sudden, you don't even know who that person is anymore. They're here sometimes because they're making good money and everything, got a nice place to stay and everything like that, pretty cars and a little money in the bank and everything like that, and can go and travel and take vacations and everything. Hooray! It's a holistic state of mind. Amen. But you become a member of the church that's in the Bible. You come by hearing the word, believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, and then being buried in the water grave of baptism. You rise up out of the water, a new creation in Christ Jesus. All your past sins are washed away. And then you walk in the footsteps of Jesus and live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen.
Yeah.
You don't see the difference. The only way you're going to know that is to follow the basic instructions of the Bible. What you must do. It's not 500-600 churches in the Bible. It's only one. Christ came and built one church. He shed his blood for it. He came and walked the basic instructions that we have to do in order to be baptized and have our souls redeemed and rise from that water, a new creation in Christ Jesus, and know how to live and what to do on planet Earth spiritually, to be blessed the most that you could have ever been blessed on planet Earth, and then die and go to heaven. Amen? Those are the instructions. And see, we cannot deny it. Look at this country. Look at the world. People, you know, just doing anything and everything and killing and everything else they want to do. Amen? And you see, and you see many of them go to the penitentiary. You know, start visiting penitentiaries and see about all what people have done. They're locked up in those pen houses. Amen? Some haven't been caught yet, but some in the penitentiary. Serving a lifetime in the penitentiary. Amen? And you know something? people out here that are living like hellions and hiding and running, you know, why don't you just go ahead and go to prison for lifetime? You get free medications. You get free food every day, three times a day. Amen. You got a place to go bathe and wash yourself. You got a heater in the winter, and you got air conditioning in the summer, and you just live a good life up there in that penitentiary. Lord, have mercy. You know, it changed from the biblical days. Amen.
Yeah.
You were beaten and everything else. You know, but nowadays it is a wonderful vacation for a lot of people that's in jail. Amen. And if you want to know about it, just visit the jailhouse and the penitentiaries. Go around. We have, you know, we have ministries for the prison people and for the jailhouse people. We have ministries for them. You go in there and see how wonderful they are living. That's why a lot of them go back in there and stay in there. Amen. Don't want to come out. Amen. They know what kind of sin they can do or unrighteous thing they can do or some what they can commit and do, and they can get a lifetime with number one health care. Amen. You should see some of the buses sometimes going to your hospital in your communities and stuff like that. And they're taking those guys. They're getting better care than we can get out here. And you work in a job and you don't have the right insurance, you can't even get it, you know, that way. But you can go to and get top care. Amen. Go to the hospital and get the top care. Amen. And you're paying for it. We're paying it in our tax dollars and everything and taking care of them and everything. They're eating good meals every day and everything like that. They can wash and clean up in there. Amen. They can have visitors coming in and see them and all that. They're living a lot better than some people that's working every day.
Yeah.
Amen. What we've got to do is let people understand that the gospel is the most wonderful life if you obey it. That you can live on planet Earth, become a member thereof, and then obey it, you live the most blessed life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen? It's a glorious life. Amen? Because if you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, you will be blessed, and you'll have a wonderful life here on planet Earth. Amen?
That's it.
We always talk about this. The lady that I knew, she lived over 100 years old, close to 120 years old, amen, and was still coming to church, amen, still coming to church, and just as happy as she wanted to be, amen. When she was on her deathbed, she was just as happy as she wanted to be, and she was just talking about how she knows she's going to go to heaven, and she was faithful. She was faithful. I've never heard anybody say that. Ever before or ever after. Amen.
All right. Amen.
And she knew she was there opening up the doors to the building. Amen.
Yes.
And that was a wonderful thing, man. We need to understand that the type of life that we're going to live is going to be it. It's not about thinking we're wise and then become fools. You know, by Paul told us in Romans chapter 1 and verse 22, professing themselves to become wise, they became fools. And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, into birds, into four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. See, we're in that era right now in this country. Amen. And we even, our Supreme Court said, well, a man has a right to marry a man and a woman. You might not can do it in every state, but it's a supreme okay from our supreme authority in America.
Yeah.
You might not can do it in one state, but you can go to another state and do it. Another state can't tell you nothing about it. If you move back, two men marrying and two women marrying, they can move back in any state because they have a right from our Supreme Court. You know, this is a bad situation. Now, right now, it's kind of quiet. It's kind of quiet. When they first brought it out, there was a lot of rejection, and then there was a lot of talking about and trying to promote it when it first took off.
Yeah.
But now everybody's mouth is almost zipped up. Amen? And you walk around sometimes in stores and go shopping and go places, you see two men huddled with each other and two women huddled with each other and just doing anything that they want to do, setting bad example for our children. Amen?
There's no shame.
You know, and children see that kind of thing. How do you think people still get these new cars? You know, if somebody see one or the neighbor buy one and look so good and everything, they're going to maybe go work two or three jobs to come and get them a car looking like that. What do you think these young children are looking at? Two men holding hands and kissing each other in the public and two women kissing and then they get married. They can go to another state and get married and then living together and everything and the government can't do anything. What do you think these young kids and people are going to be doing? Amen? God created the woman for the man. Not the man for the man. Not the woman for the woman. But the woman for the man. Now, what can two women do and what can two men do? God commanded them to do what? Be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. How two men going to be fruitful? If they're doing any fruit, it's got to be bowel movement. Amen? And two women, what they going to produce? Amen?
Right.
They buy all these false pieces and they bring the same thing, bowel movements. Amen?
Amen.
It's a pathetic situation, and we have embraced it as a nation. As a nation. Now, listen, it's getting a little quiet now. People don't talk about that. Oh, you don't even hear the worldly preachers out there saying nothing about it now. They've embraced it now. Amen.
Yeah.
We headed the nation of the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen.
Amen.
Two male angels walked down the main street there in Sodom and Gomorrah, and all of the old men and young men from all parts of the city came out there to try to rape those angels. Oh, no. You know, and we're not even thinking about too much of nothing now. When they first passed that law, I remember I preached many times, many other preachers preachers think against it now. Now everybody's just got their lips zipped. Amen.
Yeah.
Not knowing the condition that our nation is in with God.
Amen.
Amen. We used to declare that Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic of which it stands. One nation under who? God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And now we have broken all the sir.
Question.
Yes,
yep.
Come on in.
We got a question coming in.
Yes.
Do you love America? Do you love America? Yeah, I was saying,
Do you
love America?
Let me put it this way. You're saying, do I love America?
Yeah.
You know, I love the documents upon which America was built. But I don't love everything going on in America right now. No.
Amen.
I love the document.
You know what they say? Everybody don't like America have the right to move out.
They got a right to move out? Well, I don't have no one to move to. Hey, sir.
Didn't America pass a law that you can marry two men and two women? Even the preachers who say they believe in God have to do it?
Well, listen, if you believe in God, see, the Bible does not give instructions for two men to marry and two women to marry. The Bible is against that. Read it from Genesis through Revelation, and you never find where God okayed for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, read that. What did God do? God created the man first. But there was nothing compatible with the man on planet Earth. So he took a rib from the man and created a woman, amen, and brought them together, amen.
Yeah.
God created the woman for the man, amen. God didn't create no faggots and homosexuals and and stuff like that. He didn't do that. Satan
but the same
did that.
People, the same people that gave you the right to preach your license, says that it's okay if you marry homosexuals. The same people.
Who said that? And
They're wrong.
Absolutely wrong. In the Bible, you don't find that. Yes, sir.
Congress of the United States did not give me or you or any man of God the right to preach. We got that from God. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We got that from God. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 and 19. Mark 16, 15 and 16. We got that right from God. All
Amen.
Man can do is persecute you
Amen.
For exercising your right from God. Men have done that to other men for generations. That don't
Amen.
Mean that it's right, and it don't mean that it is God or sanction. God doesn't sanction disobedience, ungodliness, and immorality.
Amen.
The same men that you claim give you the right to get married, they are sinning. If you follow what they do, you are disobeying God. God didn't give man the right to disobey him. God commands every man everywhere to repent and be obedient to him. Romans chapter 17 and verse number 30 and 31.
Hey, and listen to this.
God don't
also,
give those rights to men. Men take that right because they take God's grace and God's long-suffering for granted.
Amen.
But God
Look
don't
here.
Reckon
you,
with every man.
What happened to this, sir? Sir, you made a statement. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible? What happened to them? Men were marrying men and everything else. Okay,
if a
nation embrace that, they embrace that, they're going to reap what they sow. And we got an example in the Bible already. If a miracle would say, declare that a man can marry men and women can marry women, if they do that, America may as well get ready to fall as a great nation. Be destroyed.
Amen.
Amen.
But you know that nobody's not trying to get out of America because all this stuff is going on in America. Everybody still want to stay here.
You can't prove it. Because, look, we have a right as Americans to decline the approval of certain things and to discuss it, to put it on television, to put it in newspapers,
Amen.
To put it in the politics. Amen. Sin is always be on planet Earth. Amen. How do you think people become a member of the one true church? They've been to other churches that could do anything they want to do. Amen. And they can go to the folks and stuff and get forgiveness. They don't have to pray to God and get or repent to God and forget it. They can go to some other man somewhere and get forgiveness. Look, righteousness is what keeps this earth like it is now. And if righteousness would leave this earth, we wouldn't be here anymore. You understand
that?
Sir?
I understand that, but I know that all the people who's against homosexuals, they've got the right to leave America, but they're still here.
But why they gotta leave it?
You can leave America if you want to, but they don't have to.
Let me answer. Sir, I've been around the world working with the Coalition for Religious Freedom under Ronald Reagan. Now, every part of the world we went to, gays were there, and it was just a righteousness for some of those countries to have gays. You could be a man with a man or a woman with a woman. We didn't have that until they declared it in our Supreme Court just recently, a few years back. Amen. That was all right for a man to marry a man, a woman to marry a woman. You see, that's been going on. You remember? You read your Bible. Read about Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you know what in the Bible?
Wouldn't you think that if everybody really said like they believe in God, they would have stood up and fought against the Supreme Court and said they just let it went on and they're abiding by that decision?
We are doing that, young man.
You're questioning our right to do it. Listen, just because everybody don't get together, look, that's the problem with sin in the world, sir. This is a world of sin. God's preachers and God's servants are a minority in the world. We can only speak out to the best of our ability. But we ain't going to get together with the world to oppose the world, because the world is not going to oppose itself.
Amen, sir.
Only the righteousness of God will speak against the immorality and sin in the world.
That's it.
And sir, listen to this.
The world not going to get together with righteousness.
I want to ask you a question, sir. Why don't you just start smoking that crack and shooting that dope, man? A lot of people did it and doing it. Why don't
That stuff would kill you.
No, it didn't kill a lot. I know some people right in my community right now sticking on it. Amen. What? And you know how many people it was over the nation years back? And those kids had to go to rehab and everything else?
Ultimately, it will kill you.
And it's still some rehab, plenty of rehab programs out here across America. Getting the kids on, trying to keep them off of it. And those that are off of it, they got to go every day. There's a rehab over in our town, and it's full just about every day of the week. And they're going there to stay off the dope. Amen? Now, the thing is that we've got to understand what the Bible instructed us to do. Amen? You don't find it. He said, wherefore? Come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not, taste not, handle not the unclean things, and I will receive you unto myself. That's what Jesus Christ said. Amen? And you find a whole lot of people living like hellions in our country right now. And our enemies are laughing at us. We're calming it down a lot now, but they were laughing at us, ready to destroy this nation. Especially those in the eastern countries. As I traveled around the world with the Coalition for Religious Freedom, and they were telling me over in places, India and other places, y'all doing just what we did. And that's why we failed as a great nation. We did this. Yeah, we need to know that. We went over there and we saw what had happened to them, and they told us about it. So we had to do something to stop this foolishness now. We've done pretty good, but it's still available to a lot of people. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, don't you know that it's gay people go to church and they praise God too?
They don't go to every church. I know if you, what church are you a member of?
I'm not a member of a church right now.
You're not a member of the church? Yeah, but see, in those worldly churches, you can do almost anything you want to do because it's all in most of the worldly churches about the money and the honey. The money and the women, the money and the women. And then they can let gay things and everything else go as long as they come in there and drop that money in that plate. You got too many ungodly preachers in America who are in it for the glory, the money, and the honey. Amen?
Let me ask you a question. You're not God. How can you say that every other church is going to hell and only the Church of Christ is going to hell?
Because
you're
the Church
God.
Of Christ
God
is the only,
not.
Wait a minute, sir, the only church that you'll find in the Bible is a church, read the New Testament. Christ died for one church.
The Church of God
and
in Christ.
Ephesians, look here, it's not a Sunday morning nightclub. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind to the Lord. No mechanical instrument. It's not a Sunday morning nightclub. It's speak. And then preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. That's why all these other churches are breaking out there. They tell you what you want to hear, and then they bring that Sunday morning nightclub in there and get to play that music, and people go there, ooh, I just feel so good to be up there lying and hollering and acting a fool up in the pulpit and not teach you the word of God. We were commanded, 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were commanded to preach the word, be instant in season, when it's feasible, be instant out of season, when people don't even want to hear it. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? Because the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts. eat to themselves, teachers have an itch in them, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fable. That's what's going on in America now. They want to go to a good Sunday morning church, but a preacher be up there hooping, hollering, and just saying anything and everything, and that music be beating and everything. They don't come out, they left the club about 2 or 3 o'clock that morning and came on in the Sunday morning early because that's the club that they can come to and hear all that good music and everything, and that man up there just hollering and yelling and ain't telling nothing about the Bible. He might say, God, 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 but he doesn't tell them what they must do in order to be saved. Yes, sir.
Didn't God said, don't you judge, let him judge, and hear you judge.
I'm not judging, I'm preaching. I'm preaching. Read the Bible. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and read that. Huh? Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4 if you got your Bible right before, read that. Amen? The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, but one that can rightly divide the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, heap to themselves teachers having teachers, and they shall turn their hearts away from the truth and be turned unto fables. That's what's going on planet Earth. That's why all these false churches out there, they had a founder. His name is, he's the founder of that church. He name it whatever you want to name it and tell you whatever in the ham sandwich you want to tell you so you can keep that money rolling. It's about the money. And you know, that's one of the easiest things in America to do. You can come. I know a lot of guys who came first out the penitentiary and went and started them churches, and they got big, beautiful homes and cars and Cadillacs and everything else, and that money in the bank came out of the penitentiary, amen, and then set up their own church, amen, and tell the people what they want to hear. People will fill your church up if you don't preach the Bible to them. You see, you preach the Bible to them, a lot of them don't want to hear that. They want to come down there and have that good music in there. And some mechanical instruments of music are not telling to people on planet Earth to be in church, in Christ's church. Amen? He said, speaking, Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. All them instruments and everything, it's a Sunday morning nightclub. You know?
Didn't God approve of King David playing all kind of instruments? And you're saying that that's wrong? God approved of King David playing all kind of instruments. And you're saying God was wrong?
I'm not saying God's wrong. You find it and read that to us in the Bible. But then you'll know that in the New Testament Bible, who gave his life, came from heaven and died for the church that's in the New Testament scripture? Huh? Jesus Christ. Amen? And you find in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making a melody in your mind or your heart unto the Lord. No mechanical instruments of music are in the New Testament church. None.
But Jesus said, I come not to do away with the old law, but to fulfill.
You did what?
And you're doing, Jesus said, I come not to do away with the old law, the Old Testament, but to fulfill it. But you were saying, do away with those things that were done in the old law and just go to the new law.
Listen, you need to understand how to use that scripture. Amen? You find out that we've been commanded in the New Testament, amen, to speak to ourselves in song, Ephesians 5:19, singing, making melody in your heart, not on the instrument, amen, in your mind unto the Lord, amen? And that's what we have to do today. You don't find in the true church that's in the New Testament Bible, there are no mechanical instruments should ever be put in that building where they worship, or on the tree if that's where they worship. I remember our church got burned down when I was a child, and we went on the outside. We didn't have nowhere else to go, but we had a good big tree out there, and somebody gave us some shells to put underneath there, and if it wasn't raining or nothing, we could worship. If we had to go somewhere, we went to houses or garages and had our worship service. Amen. But mechanical instruments of music are not ordained in the Bible. You got a Bible on you?
Yeah, I have a Bible. Yes,
okay.
I have a Bible.
look at Ephesians 5:19. Write that down. You read that and study it. Ephesians 5:19. It tells us what to do in the biblical church. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. Amen. Where do you think that instruments got their sounds from? Instrument sounds came from human voices. So the mouth was here before the instrument was here. Amen. The mouth was here before the instrument was here. And that's why we, in the church that's in the Bible, in the New Testament church, we find out that we sing, speaking to yourself. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me because the Bible,
tells me so.
So, and you get people with the different. Where do you think all the voices, all the instruments got their sounds from? It was copied after the human voice. Every instrument was copied after the human voice to make that sound. And you can put people, that's why the Bible told us in Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart or your mind unto the Lord. Amen.
And that's true, but do you believe that God, all through the Old Testament, he listened to all that music, and all of a sudden God said, you know what? I don't want no more instruments, just voices from your heart. Anybody help instruments, you'll go in hell. Do you think God actually said that?
Sir, where is that found? Bring that. You know, Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. If that's in the Old Testament, just bring it out to me. You'll be teaching me something. Amen?
I'm going to do some research, and I'm going to call y'all back, y'all, next broadcast.
Do that. See, the Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. So if you can prove it and find it, bring it on, you know. We've been debaters and everything with the Word of God. Amen. You let us know that. See, this Sunday morning nightclub thing that go in a lot of these churches, it's just hell bounding the people. You're gonna go to hell up in there with all that. The Bible says no, it does not tell us that. The New Testament teaches us to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your mind or your heart unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:19. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do, because the church is not a Sunday morning nightclub. And a lot of people go there because of all that good music and stuff to be playing and everything else up in there. I know some of them got drums and guitars and organs and pianos and everything else up in there, just having a good time at the Sunday morning nightclub. The Bible commanded us to speak to ourselves, Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your mind unto the Lord. Amen? That's what the commandment is in the New Testament Bible. You don't find nothing else. And these churches, they want to give you a nightclub, because a lot of people come out of the, it closes up at 2 o'clock in most cities and everything, or later, and then they come right out of there. They go to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, commit fornication and adultery and everything else they can do. Amen? Homosexuality and everything else they want to do. Then they pop up Sunday morning in the church. They got to be at the Sunday morning nightclub again with all that good boom banging music and everything, and the preacher getting up to just making them feel good and not telling them the doctrine. Because if you get up there and tell people, look, if you've been out all night long, whoremongering, fornicating, or whatever you've been doing out there, you got to repent and be baptized. If you're not baptized, but you got to repent, or you're on the way to hell. Amen. Mm-hmm. If we don't get right, you may as well get ready to go to hell. Amen? And you live the worst life you could have ever lived on planet Earth. Amen? A lot of people out there made a whole lot of money with all that dope that they were selling and everything some years back. It's been calmed down a little bit, but it's still out there. And there are a lot of guys that I knew that were big-time dope dealers. They end up being killed, found their bodies in a ditch somewhere and everything dead, and shot up like somebody crazy. Amen? The wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. And that's why people need to live for God and not for Satan. You there, sir?
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Right. And that's what we've got to do. Amen. I saw the preacher when I was 8 years old, man. I heard it in the way them older preachers that used to tell you about it, you knew. Amen. And a lot of young people were baptized then, but now the young people don't even want to go to church anymore. Amen. I know some members of the churches I preached at that children were 15, 16 years old and they ain't never been to church until we got to teaching them and letting them know you got to train a child up in the way that they should go and they won't stray away from it. Amen. You look at the big time dope dealers and stuff and the prostitute women and everything. If they got their girls while they're still doing the same thing, they're gonna raise the girls up to be prostitutes and dope dealers and boys dope dealers and everything else, homemongers and everything else. That's what's wrong. Train a child up in the way they should go, and they will not fall away from it. Amen. That's what we're supposed to do. That's why our nation is in bad shape now. We got to get back to God. We used to say that pledge of allegiance so proudly. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And people used to get up and say that very proudly. I know that because when I was in elementary school, they knew I started preaching. I was 8 years old. I would give the flag and I would say the pledge to on the microphone to all the classrooms and everything, and then I would pray the prayer. Amen. We got to understand that we, if we're God-fearing people, we better obey the gospel, become members of the church that's in the Bible. Amen. And live that life. You there, sir?
I'm here.
Any other questions, comments, whatever?
I'm finna do some studying. I'll be calling y'all back.
You do what?
I'm been doing some studying. I'm gonna call y'all back.
Call us back, please, please. Amen. Because with those the brethren that's on this program, been preaching quite a while, and we'd like to discuss it with you. We don't want to condemn you or something like that. We just want to prove the Bible. Amen. And see, the Bible is what everybody mostly embraces. Amen. In America, I know. But they embrace that. And even if they got those other different Bibles over across seas and in other countries I've been to, I traveled around the world, known in 52 foreign countries. Go over there and they got different Bibles that say different things. And the people following that, which is not the Word of God. Amen. You going to give us a call back?
Real fun.
Sir?
Oh, yes. I'm going to call y'all back.
Please do. We appreciate it, man. All right, very much. Is Brother William, Brother Johnson, you on? I believe they're off.
They're off now?
Okay. Well, sir, any other questions or anything you need want to know, we want you to call back.
Oh, I will call y'all back Tuesday.
You know what days we're on, though, right?
It's Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Please call in. You know, and we don't try. We just talk the Word of God. Okay, all right.
Okay,
and what you asked tonight is very important to us because we know that we got to keep preaching the doctrine. And what is going on? You know, this country here is. We used to declare ourselves as one nation under God, but now we're at this age. I've seen the change in my life. We're one nation under hell right now. Amen. Anytime your law, your supreme authority, called God, the Creator, a lie, a man got a right to marry a man and a woman, you know we headed to hell as a nation if we don't follow the Word of God. Is that all right, brother?
You right about that.
Okay. Call in, man, and keep us motivated. Please do that.
All right. Then you have a good night.
You too. Now, anybody else on? Brother William, Brother Johnson, they're not here. Okay, but that's good. Call in. You know what time we're coming on tonight, right?
Right.
Okay. We'll be listening to you. You know, come on in and talk to us, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, and we wish you a happy new year, all right?
Good night.
Good night. Yes.